A voice from heaven told him how to get 80 to 100% of his audience healed. You heard me right. 80 to 100%. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Roger Sapp. Now, Roger, you would see one or two miracles, and that would be it, if that even, over how many years?
It was about 20 years. I had that experience of seeing maybe one or two people healed on an average in a year.
And now it's 80 to 100%. What transpired?
Well, basically what happened to me is I had a change in the way that I looked at healing based on what Jesus has revealed of the Father's will.
But you heard something.
Yeah, the Lord asked me a question that began to have me re-examine everything. He said to me one day, "Why don't you receive me as your healer in the same way that you receive me as your Savior?" And that question led to me re-examining my beliefs, and that in turn allowed me to start seeing a lot more healing.
Okay, what does that really mean? See me as your healer the way you see me as your Savior. Explain to me.
Well, what happened, Sid, is that I realized that I had received Jesus as my Savior. I had believed that He had died for my sins at the cross and that I needed to receive that fact by faith. In other words, knowing that that had been accomplished, when I heard the good news about what Jesus had done, I had believed that and I'd experienced salvation. My life had completely changed. But I didn't approach healing that way at all, Sid. In fact, what I saw in those days is that if I didn't really feel healed, I didn't believe I was healed. And so I...
So you had to feel before you would see.
Yes, exactly right.
And so if you never felt, you never saw.
Exactly. And so what I did in that particular day, when I finally began to realize that my theology of healing, what I understood about healing was different, and I was being inconsistent, I said, "Jesus, I do believe that you healed me at the cross. The Scripture declares He bore our pain and carried our sorrows, and by His stripes we were healed. I believe that this work had already been done, and yet I had never really received Jesus as my healer." And so one day I said, "Lord, I think I understand the question now. Today I receive you as my healer in the same way that I received you as my Savior."
Which was what?
Simply by believing that Jesus had already done the work for me at the cross. That not only was my sins taken care of for there, but also my sicknesses, my injuries. Everything that I needed was Christ had paid the price for me. That the work really was finished. That
okay,
there was nothing
but,
for
but,
me
but
to
you
add.
Had, but you had had a horrible sickness. What was that?
Well, I had ongoing problems with sinus infections that would get on one side and get on the other, and they would trigger off migraine headaches, and this happened
migraines
to me.
Migraines are horrible.
Oh, they're just terrible. And, I mean, burning sensations through my head. And I'd have them three times a year on average, and sometimes they would last for months. And even though I was taking medication for them, it seemed very difficult to get rid of them. And I had one of these headaches. I had one of these sinus infections right after I received Jesus as my healer. And there was a process that I went through. For 10 days, I struggled.
I don't think that was an accident, by
no,
the way.
I don't think so
either. I think that was quite a test.
Yeah. And for 10 days, I struggled with believing that Jesus was my healer. But I...
Did you almost throw the towel in during
I
those
did.
10 days?
Everything in my sensations, my body, everything was telling me this wasn't working. But I continued to confess out loud what the Scriptures had said about it. I did everything I knew to do as a Christian just to focus my attention on what Jesus had done. And I had this amazing breakthrough of being very, very ill after on this 10th day and then in the next moments being completely healed. And it was such an amazing change that it really got my attention.
How did you know that you were healed? Because you said it only happened a few times a year. Maybe it just wasn't happening.
Well, in my experience of healing, I was very sporadic, but when I prayed for others, occasionally I'd have someone healed. But I was very ill. I had fever. I was, my stomach was upset. I had this raging headache. And I went from that moment of having all these symptoms to the next moment of being completely well.
So what exactly did you do?
Well, I just look to Jesus as my healer, and I believe that.
Sounds too simple.
Well, I know. It's very simple.
So how come we don't see that many churches that have this type of power?
Well, simply because I think that we have way too much complexity. We've been taught many things that are not true about healing. In fact, what happened to me then, Sid, is I began to pray for other people in the same way that I received my own healing, by focusing my attention on the fact that Jesus had paid the price for them as well, that he had borne their sicknesses as well.
Well, your wife was sick. What happened to her?
Well, it took about a year for us to press through, but she had chronic problems with asthma, took asthma medication every day, steroids. And she went through this kind of this process itself of going kind of three steps forward, two back. But she continued that process, and today she doesn't have asthma at all. In fact, she's been completely healed of that. But it took her a little bit longer to receive than it did me, but we still were able to receive. Today, Ann receives healing very, very easily. Recently, as a nurse, she hurt her back very badly. And she came home fairly crippled after going to the emergency room, and we prayed for her, and she received healing immediately on the spot.
Oh, okay, you had this word from God. He heard, all you have to do is approach healing the same way you approach having your sins forgiven, because the truth of the matter is that Jesus 2,000 years ago paid the price for all of our diseases as well as all of our sins. I mean, intellectually, everyone that's read the Bible knows this and believes this, but there's something between intellectual and this receiving business. Well, you went on a search.
Yeah, this really did get my attention. I began to see about 20% of the people I was praying for get healed simply by looking to Jesus as their healer. And that changed my experience. I began to see about 20 people a month being healed, Sid. And so before I was seeing one or two people a year, now I'm seeing 20 people a month. That's more than 100 times as much healing. And so I said to myself, what else don't you understand about healing? If this one minor change in the way that you're praying for people has had this much result, there's got to be other things you don't understand.
Still, what about the 80% that's not being healed?
Well, that's right.
20
exactly.
is wonderful, but what about the
80? Exactly. And Jesus obviously had a different experience. The scripture says he healed everyone who came. So I went back to the New Testament and began to re-examine it in detail. I actually spent 2 years doing it. Didn't know when I began that it was going to be 2 years. But as I did that, I began to find that many of the things that I've been taught by the church in America were absolutely incorrect about healing.
For instance, maybe that's your problem. Maybe you have picked up tradition rather than truth, and you've believed a lie. You know what? I believe that God's going to heal you. I believe you're going to have a breakthrough in your understanding, and almost that stiff neck of yours isn't going to be stiff anymore, in Jesus' name. Be back right after this word. Don't go away.
Hello, YouTube Mishpucha. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Roger Sapp. And he used to have a couple people healed that he prayed for over a course of a year. I mean, but that was even unusual. However, something happened that totally transformed his life. He heard a voice from God in which God said, trust me the same way you trust me that I died on the cross for your sins on that tree. I want you to trust me for healing because I did it at the same time. It takes no more faith than your faith for salvation as it is for your healing. That transformed his life. He went on a search. And then, as he searched the scriptures, he found 20% of the people were getting healed, and that's good. But I said to him, what about the 80% that were not? What about the 80%?
Well, as I continued to search the scriptures, particularly the New Testament, the ministry of Christ, the Gospels, I saw many things that I believe were misconceptions. They were creating doubt in me about healing. For instance, I saw that Jesus consistently healed people. He never turned anybody away, that he had this reliable, predictable kind of ministry, and I recognized that that's not where I was at. I saw many of the details in Jesus' ministry begin to be glaring kinds of things at me that contradicted the beliefs that I had, Sid. For instance, I saw that Jesus didn't have to have prior knowledge about each person who came. I thought that you had to have a revelation about every person that you ministered healing for. Jesus often was surprised. The Bible says he marveled. Sometimes it looks like he was disappointed in things. He didn't have prior knowledge of every event that was going to happen. And when I began to see that, that captured my doubt. In other words, I began to know that when I laid hands on someone, that Father wanted them well because Jesus had revealed his perfect will by showing me that if that person had been in the multitude, then Jesus would have healed them, and that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
How long did it take for you to get from 20% to 80 or 100%?
Well, about 2 years. We began to see a transformation as my inner nature began to be trained not to doubt anymore. I was beginning to capture my doubts based on what Jesus revealed of the Father's will. I began to see an amazing difference in the amount of people getting healed.
Now, you grab the attention of people by starting out with a miracle. For instance, let's have a shot right now of an actual service where a miracle is taking place.
Tell me about your back.
About 3 years ago, I was in a car accident and kind of got knocked around, and I had went through a lot of
therapy.
Thank you. Went through a lot of therapy, and you know, they put like ice packs, but periodically my back just seems like to just go out for no apparent reason, and
right.
The pain seems like it's real just deep
right.
In the back.
Understand.
Area. Yeah. So it's not all the time, but when it does go, it's like I feel it like for at least 5-6 days.
Now, does it hurt when you bend, Luther?
Yeah, it hurts when I bend, hurts when I stand. And that jobs I work, I stand.
Are you hurting right now?
I feel it's just deep.
It's kind of deep in there?
Yeah.
Okay, would you bend as far as, and then where it really starts to hurt, show us how far you can go down.
Okay.
About like, that's as far as you can go down. Okay. You can go, but it hurts to go that. Okay. So you just need some liberty there. Okay. Good. How did Luther say, this belongs to me?
This belongs to me.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Because what of Jesus has done.
Hallelujah. You feel that, Luther?
Yes.
What are you feeling?
I feel heat.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, he's got heat in his back. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Does it look easy? It is. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Jesus, 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 Jesus. Praise Jesus. Go ahead and try bending, Luther. Hallelujah.
Go away!
Amen, Luther. Hallelujah. That didn't hurt to bend like that?
No. No. No, 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 no.
Hallelujah.
Completely gone.
Does he look surprised? Not supposed to be a surprise, buddy.
Well, I'm not, but it's just like...
Well, what happened to Luther, you could see how real that was, but what was that heat he was talking about?
Well, normally, I'd say that 75-80% of the time when we pray for people, they do experience something, they feel something. Like the woman with the issue of blood felt something happening in her body. And heat is a very normal manifestation when God is healing someone.
Tell me about that woman with MS in the wheelchair.
Well, I was in a service in the Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship back a year and a half, 2 years ago, and there was a woman who had MS. Now, she had seen a number of people healed upon the stage. I had preached the gospel. We had demonstrated that healing is available to people by getting people who are injured up on the stage and praying for them. I do like bad backs because it shows people can see something happening. And there have been some fairly dramatic miracles that had happened in that group of people. There was a man who had a very bad back who was wearing a brace, and he was, after we prayed for him, he was just like rubber up on the stage. Well, what that does is when people hear the gospel and they see it demonstrated, it causes their faith to rise. Well, I was in the back of the stage, and so two of these ladies came up to the edge of the stage, and they said, would you pray for the lady who's in the wheelchair down there? Well, I'm not afraid of wheelchairs, Sid, simply because I know I'm not doing this. It's Jesus who's healing the people. So a wheelchair is no different than anything else for me. I mean, it's no harder than a common cold because I can't get a cold healed on my own power, but Jesus is able to do this. So I went down and began to pray with her. Now, nothing is happening with the lady in the wheelchair that I can tell. In fact, because I know that I'm the same guy who was up on the stage a few minutes ago, and God hasn't changed, I know the problem was with her. And that's not to condemn her, that's to help her. And so I began to talk with Elaine and say, find out, first of all, that she has MS and she can't move anything but her head to one side, and she can move one arm. She has the other arm is in a sling, and it's just dead weight pulling on her shoulder. She tells me that she was in such pain that her two friends forced her to come to this service. And now I know the devil doesn't play fair with sick people.
You know, some of you are in pain right now. And I tell you that if you will only believe that God has done for you what he's doing for this woman you'll find out about in a moment, Elaine. If he loves you as much, he does love you as much. He did pay that price for you. And you know what? He loves you as much now as he'll ever love you. And let me tell you something, it's a lot. We'll be right back after this word and find out what happened to Elaine and find out what's going to happen to you. Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Roger Sapp, who is getting 80 to 100% of the people that he speaks to end up being healed. That's what Jesus would have done, although with unbelief, there were some times that the people's unbelief that everyone wasn't healed. Mm-hmm. But tell me about Elaine. People want to know about this woman with MS that's confined to the wheelchair.
Right. Well, Elaine, we know that God wants to heal Elaine because Jesus has paid the price. Mm-hmm. But Elaine's not receiving anything when we pray for her. So I, knowing out of my experience, out of the past, that oftentimes guilt is a problem, I ask Elaine if she's connecting some sin that she thinks about, something that makes her feel guilty, some event out of her past with her sickness. And she responds to me, yes, that she is connecting that. Well, I say, Elaine, I don't really need to know that, but I want you to know that God forgave you the first time you confessed that. But, you know, sometimes we don't feel forgiven. But the Bible does teach us that God will forgive us if we'll repent and forget and confess our sins. So I said, Elaine, just for a moment, would you just close your eyes? And I want you to see yourself standing before the throne of God, dressed in white linen. Now, what I'm doing is helping Elaine visualize her forgiveness, the white linen.
Now, you do that yourself right now. You visualize yourself standing at the throne of God just in white, meaning pure. Why? Because you're pure? No. Because Jesus is pure, and according to the Bible, you are the righteousness of God in Messiah Jesus. You can't get any more righteous than that.
That's exactly right. And what I was having her do is visualize her righteousness in Christ. And so as Elaine did that, I said, can you see yourself standing before the throne of God that way, Elaine? She said, yes. Well, healing began to flow. I had my hand on her back. And she immediately looked up at me and said, my pain is disappearing. I said, wonderful, Elaine. Would you like for us to pray for the arm in the sling? And she said, yes. So I put my hands on the arm in the sling, and pretty soon Elaine says, I have feeling in the arm. It feels warm. I said, well, Elaine, would you like your two friends to take off the sling? And she said, yes. And so in a few minutes, she's doing this with the arm. She hasn't moved in 2 years. And so at that point, we gathered, there was a crowd gathering around us, and so I had to explain to the crowd what we were doing, that Elaine was receiving healing, partial healings, but they were still healings happening here. And so we began to pray for Elaine's back some more. And pretty soon, Elaine attempted standing up, and she was very, very weak. But she could feel for the first time something happening in her legs. And she began to feel warmth go down her legs into her feet, even though they were numb before. In fact, we had to push the pedals apart and put her feet physically on the floor because she couldn't feel them. She rocked forward. She stood.
Now, did you pull her up? Or?
Oh, no. No. In fact, I've seen a lot of people out of wheelchairs, but I've never pulled anybody out of a wheelchair. They receive as they receive. In other words, if they have strength in their legs, then they get up on their own, is what I've done. And I'm sure that other people minister differently than I do, but this is the way that I do it. And so anyway, a few minutes later, Elaine attempts taking a step, and she can start to feel things happening in her legs, and it takes her probably 5 minutes to push one foot forward and the other, and then 5 minutes more to pull the other foot up. So this whole process is probably taking 30 to 40 minutes up to this point, but 15 minutes after that, said she's walking in front of the church back and forth, moving everything as if she never had MS. She walked out of the church on her own power. In fact, I got swamped by people wanting prayer after that, because all of a sudden the faith level of everyone went up. And in the mix of, I ended up praying for six solid hours for people after that. I thought the service was basically over with before that. And in the mix of that, there were several people who had blindness healed. There was a lady with cataracts who were completely healed. Nothing changed except the faith level of the people who are hearing and singing the gospel.
The last time you shared this particular story about Elaine getting out of the wheelchair, someone else in a wheelchair got out.
Yes,
I'm believing,
2 weeks later.
And what I'm hearing is, has anyone been healed? And I know this is true, of arthritis. Give me one example.
Well, we've seen people come out of wheelchairs with arthritis almost immediately sometimes when we prayed for them. With a lady up in Colorado, completely bound with arthritis, in a wheelchair for more than 5 years, could not walk without severe pain. I mean, really couldn't move. I couldn't walk at all. And just laying hands on her.
The presence of God is for healing. It's here now.
Yes.
Pray for them.
Yes. Okay.
Pray for the people.
Well, Father, I do thank you for grace grace for everyone who is watching this program today. Father, I thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit making the things that Jesus has purchased for us available to us. Lord, I thank you for healing every person in pain today, every person in a wheelchair. Father, for every person who is struggling with pain in their bodies right in this moment, we declare that Jesus bore their pain, carried their sorrows, and by his stripes they are healed, that the work has been done, that Father's not saying yes and no, but he's saying yes to them in this moment because of what Jesus has accomplished. Healing belongs to them because of what Jesus has done. In the same way that Luther received on the stage, they can receive right now in their living rooms and as they are watching the television, that they can just reach out to the Lord Jesus and he can become their healer. And I thank you for this, Father, for all the good things, the wonderful things you're doing in the lives of people right now. Not because we're good, Lord, but because you are wonderful. Great
Roger, there is someone watching with a demonic spirit that is causing the arthritis. Would you cast that out right now?
Yes, we just command that thing to go now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. This spirit of arthritis has to go because of what Jesus has done. Completely, he has completely set you free because of his work at the cross. We thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name.
Hysterectomy. Tell me about that lady real quickly.
Well, back a few years ago as an Army chaplain, when I was starting to break into this healing thing, we had a lady come for counseling and had a complete hysterectomy. She was having problems with her husband at the time. Her husband had been involved in serious adultery, but she was a godly lady who wanted to work it out with her husband. One of the things that her husband kept saying to her is the reason he committed adultery is that he couldn't have a child with anyone with her, which was simply an excuse, but it probably did reveal something going on in his heart. And what we did in those days is that we worked through the process of forgiveness with her. I had a list of people that she needed to forgive, and we began to work through that, and with her husband at the top of the list. Well, as I began to do that, Sid, I began to feel electricity in my hands. Now, I'd felt that once or twice before, but nothing quite like this. It was living electricity, moving from one hand to the other, sometimes going across my shoulders. And it was very distracting, and so I began to pray and say, Lord, what should I do here? Because she was just quietly praying through this list of people that she needed to forgive, and I was just agreeing with her. And I felt like the Holy Spirit said to be patient. And as I just was patient and letting her go through this list of people that she was forgiving, there's just this presence of the Holy Spirit, this presence of power just increased in my hands. And then after she got done with it, I asked her permission if I could go over and pray for her. And she came from a denomination, a church, that didn't practice the laying on of hands, but she gave me permission to do that. So I put my hands on her head and felt electricity go into her head for about 5 minutes.
Bottom line, what happened?
Well, bottom line is that she had these incredible manifestations on the floor. I mean, she cried out. We watched electricity go all over her, and we saw a line of light go up and down her body.
Did she have a child?
She did have a child.
That's the bottom line.
She did.
Did you hear that? She had a child. How do you have a child if you've had a complete hysterectomy?
Yes.
Truth is, only God could do that.
Exactly.
But guess what? I know of a virgin that had a child. Her name was Miriam from Israel. And that child was the Son of God, Jesus. And if you believe that the Son of God came and died for your sins, and you repent of your sins, not only will your diseases be taken care of, but your sins will be, and say, Jesus, you are my Lord. Receive his healing in your spirit, soul, and body.
Yes.
This is the moment that you've been waiting for. It's yours. It's all yours. There is a presence of God that is moving on the people right now.
Yes.
It's moving souls.